Let him have it. Okay, so this is the last Mishnah in Chala Per Gimel. That's Mishnah Yud. Okay. Okay, 1 second. We head back into it. We said before at the end of last week that if you combine flowers, two different types of flour. So we said that there's going to be a difference. We spoke this mishnah really. We said there's a difference between if it's min b'she'eino mino, meaning two different types of flour, like for example, wheat and another, oras for example. I don't want to get into oras. I guess we're into oras here. In which case we said that as long as there's Bechtei nos and tam, enough that you could taste the taste of the dagon, the wheat, it's not going to be batel. So again, so min b'she'en omino, two different kinds of things mixed together. You need to have bitl, you need to have no more nesinas tam, which is like one time, one part in 60. Is that clear? Yeah? As opposed to min b'mino, we said when it comes to tevel, that's mixed together, tevel meaning produce that hasn't been tied yet, you mix it min b'mino, two types of the same species. In other words, if you had tevel wheat flour into tithe wheat flour, we said it's never batel. We said it's never batel, even though we said that midoraisa, min b'mino, a mixture of two things that are the same type, like wheat flour into wheat flour, we should really have a bitl b'rov. But the rabbis were strict when it came to tevel. Mixtures min b'mino, flour into flour of the same type, if one of them is tevel, they were strict and they said it's never batel. Even a kolsha, the littlest amount of tevel will ruin the mixture and make it aser. Because we said two different explanations, I don't think they're really soser zedze. One issue is that the rabbi said, listen, if the littlest bit of truma can be taken to be poter the whole of the tevel, so that means that even the littlest bit of tevel of truma is chayev, and it's significant. So if you have just even the littlest bit of truma mixed into the mixture, it'll ruin the whole thing because it's significant. Second approach, again, they're compatible approaches, is that we said that certain kinds of things are never batel. And one of those kinds of things that can never be batel, never be annulled in a mixture, is something called the devarim sheyesh lo matirim, things that could become, they're not permanently iser, they can become heter. They can become heter, they can become edible, one way or another way, so that, you know, they're not intrinsically forbidden, they're just something needs to be done to them, then it won't become batel, we won't allow it to disappear. In the case of tevel, that's certainly the case here. If you have a mixture of tevel, all you need to do, in theory, is get the bit of truma out and you're good to go. Therefore, even the littlest bit of tevel that's mixed in, because you have truma there, the littlest bit of tevel into your mixture will ruin the whole mixture. Yeah, we jump in the deep end first thing Sunday morning, I know. Okay, but it's like, this mishnah's, it would have been nice to finish this mishnah last week, because that's the story of the, we've covered that, that's the mishnah outside, and the mishnah inside reads, Hanotel Sa'or Me'isa Schitim, if you take sourdough from wheat flour, dough, and you put it into now a dough made of rice. So now you have min b'she'en omino, two different species mixed together. Therefore we should allow, like any mixture of two different tastes, like meat and milk together, as long as if you can no longer taste it, it's like it's not there. Im yesh ba tam dagan, if you can taste that there's some wheat in the rice flour, then chayavis b'chala, we consider that the wheat is significant, and welcome back. And the whole mixture will be chayav and chala, v'im lav. And if you can no longer taste the wheat there, and let's call it the proxy is one less than one part in 60, one part in 61 actually, to be exact. You need one, again 60, so one part in 61, then patura, then it's as if it's not there and it's pater. So now the Mishnah gets the punchline, which I cut off at the pass, I explained it to you already. It says, im kain, if that's true, that once you can't taste it, it's as if it's not there. Lama amru, why did the rabbis say hatevel, when it comes to tevel, oser bakolshu, even the littlest bit of tevel ruin the mixture? So the answer is, like we explained, that's min b'mino, that's if you have one mixture that has two different the same thing mixed, just two different statuses. In other words, wheat flour and wheat flour mixed together is min b'mino. The fact is, if some of it's tevel and some of it's chulin, so the tevel will never be batel. B'shelo b'mino, but if you had a mixture of say, wheat and rice together. So then, as long as the wheat benos santam, if wheat is still tasteable, it's giving its taste, it will not be batal. Once it's no longer benos santam, then it will now become batal, which is like, let's say, 1/60th, one part, again 60, once you have 60 times against, it will be batal. Yeah, we're going to stop that mission.